The following show may include discussions of violence, exploitation, or other forms of abuse. Listener discretion is advised.
3, 2, 1. KXRW and NWK present Spotlight for Justice with Michelle Bart. Crime victims are not being heard, much less provided justice in our country. We'll have real, raw conversations and share stories about injustices in our legal system that hopefully will motivate you into action. Together, we can fight for a more just society.
Hello, you are listening to Spotlight for Justice, a radio show by the National Women's Coalition Against Violence and Exploitation. I'm your host, Michelle Bart. Earlier this year, KXRW moved our station to a new building, and we are so blessed to have the Executive Director of Partners in Careers, other known as PIC, P-I-C, a nonprofit employment agency here in Vancouver, Washington. We are joined by Christine Zabel, also who happens to be our new landlord. And we also welcome to the show Adam Mahmood. Added it. And we're also happy to have Adam Mahmood. I've never done this. Mahmood with us. Okay, you want me to go back?
Just start back when you're good.
And we welcome, and we're so happy to have Christine Zabel also, who happens to be our new landlord for the station. And we have also joining us Adam Mahmood here, who is a career coach and business navigator with Next. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
So tell us, Christine, what does PIC do?
Yeah, so PIC is a community-based organization in Vancouver, Washington, and we serve low-income individuals and families, and we move them through their barriers and in hopes that we can go ahead and move them into employment or training that's going to help them with gaining employment. And that looks different for each individual that we serve. We really specialize in a plan that meets that individual's needs, and then we focus on job search and life skill activities with those individuals.
And how many clients would you say you see each year?
So we serve about 700 clients each year.
Awesome. And how, and what's that, about 700 business partners then?
No. So the 700 clients consist of youth, refugees, immigrants, veterans, and then, as I stated, low-income individuals that are on state assistance.
Gotcha.
And then within that, we probably work about 50 to 60 community partners, and that's where we place our clients into a WEX activity, so a work experience and internship activity.
And so what makes you, as an employment agency nonprofit, different than a for-profit employment agency?
So what makes us different is we really are working with people who have barriers to employment. So we're trying to take them and we are saying to them, if you do this, if we can help you do this, if you allow us to have impact on you, we can go ahead and start you in this entry-level job. And then the goal is that we can move you through those barriers, and then you can get that quality job that's going to pay a livable wage. Everything that we do at Partners in Careers is we're trying to move them forward to a better life. A lot of the individuals that we serve, they have been in a cycle that within the system. And so we're trying to make that impact to show them that life can be different. Anybody can reach a goal. It just depends on how you want to get there. And we want to walk with you. Some individuals, we will hold your hand, and we'll hold your hand for 9 months. And then we release that hand with you in hopes that you're on that journey. And that may not work for every individual. We may see that individual back again in 3 years because they had challenges in life and they just don't have the toolbox that some of us have in our lives to navigate those challenges.
So I come in. Am I referred to you, or can I come in off the street and say, I need help getting a job?
So you can either be referred to us from other community agencies, or you can just walk in and say, hey, I need help. Can someone help me with the resume, or do you offer a budgeting class?
So then I come in, and you help write a resume?
So if you came into the office, we would go ahead and connect you with a staff member, and then we would see what you need. Do you need that one-on-one where we need to sit down and develop that resume, or are you okay with going to a class and sitting in a classroom of 15 people?
And what about interviewing techniques when they go on a job interview?
So those are done both ways. So you will work with a case manager that will help you work through those techniques. And then also we have interviewing prep classes that we offer.
Awesome. So Adam, with Next, tell our listeners a little bit about what Next is and what your mission is.
Yeah, so we're a specialized program that helps out young adults from 16 to 24 years of age. We help them when they're out of school. So this can mean early on, maybe they're out of school in high school and they're seeking to get GED services, things of that nature, and they may need assistance to kind of make sure they can get that GED. Or this can mean they just graduated high school and they're just not sure what that next step really looks like for them. Our mission is to make sure they become capable adults and they get the next phase easier. So this means removing any barriers they may be facing that gets to that next stage to either higher education or employment to make sure they have a career pathway that leads to self-sufficiency of some sort.
So does everyone that come through Next, do they all have a paid internship?
No, not all of them. It really depends on each individual person. So that's part of the journey. We kind of assess where they're at with things. Sometimes we see that they need additional skill sets, and then we'll go ahead and develop those soft skills internally. And we have our own specialized labs to help them get there that will open up to the public as well. Or other times we find that they do need that first entryway into employment, and that can be a work experience or an on-the-job training that we have as well. And that allows them to kind of get their foot in the door to sample things out, because we don't always know what we want to do, right?
And how many young youth do you see throughout the year?
At any given point, we have over 100. So I would say ideally we are around 200 to 300 at full capacity.
And how many businesses and partners do you have in the community that utilize that process?
Quite a bit. So we keep a registry of over 150 businesses on hand, and it's always developing. And then we have community partners similar to Christine, about 50 to 60 of them that we also work with for both referrals and placements.
It's a great program. NW Cave has been so honored to be a part of it for many years. And we've had so many, I think 4 or 5 interns that have come out of it. And it's been it's been a joy to watch them grow, and it's also been a joy to see how creative that they have brought to the table to make NW Cave grow. So we thank you for that. So now, is Next a 501c3 as well, or are you a part of PIC?
Yeah, we are a part of PIC. It's a consortium. So we actually are directly funded through the WorkSource Board in Southwest Washington. And we are partnered with Partners in Careers here to allow us to do the mission that we have here, which is great.
Fabulous. So, Christine, how many employees do you have here?
We currently have 18 employees. So we are a small but mighty team.
Definitely. 18 for 700 people. Mm-hmm. And what about Next?
Our next team that covers 3 counties is a total of 6 staff in-house.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
And what are your needs? As a nonprofit, you know, obviously money and grants, you know, we all know that we've all been cut this year. What can the community and the listeners do to help you?
One need for both Partners in Careers and Next is we're always looking for nonprofit agencies or for-profit agencies that want to work with our clients. You know, as you've said, Northwest Cave has had a Next internship. And when you take on one of our clients and you see those aha moments, the impact is unbelievable on some of the worksite supervisors that we have heard, that they have a different realization of just struggles that people have on a daily basis, and how the little things that you can do and you can teach them really changes someone's life. It's about small wins, not big wins. And that's the rewarding part for agencies or businesses to come on board and to take on these individuals.
Definitely. So Adam, give me a high, something that sits with you as far as an example?
Of course, yeah. You know, we just recently had a whole group of the interns at Fort Vancouver, actually. And, you know, today, this week just passed, I sat down with them all and kind of talked about their experiences. And I'm learning that, and this is something that I'm learning, that our young adults are just so unaware of some industries. And just hearing their excitement about life is really cool. Sometimes they come to us and they're in a state that they are just so down and they're not sure what the future is. And that uncertainty really comes true for them. And then after they have these experiences, that brightness, they come back, that hopefulness and that excitement they have there, that's something that I can't teach, right? And that's something that we just want to encourage. And it's just something so magical.
I think so often young individuals don't know what the avenue is. You know, once they graduate, they don't know of all the possibilities out there. And programs like NEXT offer those possibilities.
Definitely. I can't agree more with you. In regards to summer, when summer is over and we're back to school, is NEXT still running?
Yeah, we're still running. I always like a joke with everybody in our community. I'm like, you know, it's always fun in games. I talk to the seniors every year and I'm like, you know, you guys have, you know, your year off, things like that. And it's all fun in games for the summertime. You know, sometimes you don't want to work yet, right? Take that vacation. I understand it. But September comes around, mom looks at you and you're on the couch still. She's expecting you to be in school. And you're still here. So what are you going to do? And that's always that they always kind of think, oh, yeah, you're right. Mom's going to be like, it's time for me to go do something. So, yeah, we're open year round. We do internships year round. We do on the job training year round. We do classes year round. We don't stop because the need doesn't stop. So we're always here.
You've been listening to Spotlight for Justice. We're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors and we'll be right back.
La programación de KXRW es posible gracias a socios como Buckley & Associates, abogados que ayudan a víctimas lesionados a obtener la justicia que merecen por más de 40 años, con licencia en el estado de Washington. Su equipo diverso habla más de 7 idiomas, haciendo que tus derechos sean más accesibles y fáciles de entender. Conoce más en BuckleyLaw.net. Repito, BuckleyLaw.net. Buckley & Associates. Hablan tu idioma.
Support for KXRW comes from Kindred Vancouver in downtown Vancouver, Washington. Kindred is a community-focused general store offering bulk refillery options and supplies for sustainable, do-it-yourself living. With a focus on reducing waste and supporting clean, mindful lifestyles, Kindred helps individuals incorporate low-impact choices into daily life. More information is at kindredvancouver.com.
KXRW is Vancouver, Washington's independent local community radio station, broadcasting at 99.9 FM and streaming online at kxrw.fm since 2017. As an all-volunteer station, we rely on support from listeners like you to maintain our music and talk programming. You can support our volunteer-powered nonprofit station by heading to kxrw.fm and clicking Donate, where you can explore options for one-time or monthly contributions. That's kxrw.fm. That's also where you can check out archives of our shows and current updates to the station. You can also donate via text by sending KXRW to 44321. That's texting KXRW to 44321. Every contribution makes a difference. Thank you for supporting KXRW, your community radio station.
Welcome back. You have been listening to Spotlight for Justice here on KXRW 99.9 FM. We've been speaking with Christine and Adam from Partners in Careers, PIC, and NEXT, a program that they have here at Partners in Careers here in Vancouver, Washington. Welcome back. So, Christine, tell us, as a nonprofit, what are your needs this year?
So, like most nonprofits in our community, the needs surround around funding. We're all seeing a decrease in funding, and to continue to serve those in need in our community, funding has to exist. And Partners in Careers, our niche is removing barriers. So we serve a lot of people that have mental health, domestic violence, barriers that we're partnering with other agencies. But to measure those and show the impact could take years. And so it's hard to find funding sources around those to support us. So that's a need. We want to continue to help those individuals and help people in our community. But like every organization, it takes money to do so.
It does take money, that's for sure. So Adam, what are the immediate needs for next this coming year?
Absolutely. I think just like Christine said, additional partners and funding to help us continue growing and reaching out more and more individuals. We have more young adults coming out of here who are not choosing to go to school for the higher education, and they don't go to school because they don't know where the money comes from. And that's one aspect of our program is we can assist them getting into school. So those funding pools can actually help us pay for those trainings and need certifications, licensures, things like that. So those community connections and partnerships are just invaluable. We really do need those.
Have you surveyed those folks that are not choosing a higher education and what the reasonings are?
Yeah, it's quite diverse. So a lot of it comes down to funding. A lot of them just simply say they can't afford school. We live in Washington State, so there's some great opportunities for that aspect. So you got to be better educated in that front. But a lot of them, too, also just believe that that's not the pathway they want to go down. We have a lot more coming out of school who want that more hands-on feeling approaching. So they want to go into trades, things of that nature. And that requires skill sets and training and learning and certification that they can't afford. And that doesn't get qualified through FAFSA. So someone has to pay for that, and that's us usually. So that's why we need the funding.
So we're speaking with Christine and Adam here at Partners in Careers. If you want to learn more, please visit their website, partnersincareers.org or nextsuccess.org. So going back to school, how do you prepare this agency for not only students through NEXT, but also the adults through Partners in Careers?
Yeah, so to start off with the young adults coming through here, we have the young adults who are fresh out of high school, don't know what's coming up next, so we kind of meet with those guys to connect with them. We like to go around and talk with the school departments because a lot of times those students are still connected there and see kind of what they're doing after high school because there might be some support system through the Evergreen and Vancouver Public Schools. So we kind of connect there with them, also making sure that they are ready for college, the ones who are going into college, make sure they have their classes set, the financial aid packages come through, if it didn't, let's support them, and make sure they have the supplies need to go to school, whether that's going to be textbooks, pens, papers, book bags, all things like that, even laptops sometimes. So just kind of check and make sure they're good to go to school, and the ones who aren't going to school, make sure they have a pathway, so that way they're not just wasting away their time, and that make sure they have something to go towards and look towards.
And for the adults with kiddos, so we're able to help, not with school supplies, but we do partner with other agencies. What are they offering? But however, we can help with hygiene supplies. So does kiddo need a toothbrush, a toothpaste, something that's going to make the difference of them waking up and feeling good to go to school every day? We also look for free resource fairs. So for example, in August, Open House Ministries has a resource fair. So we make sure that we're sending that out to clients and educating them about going to these resource fairs with their kiddos so they get their needs met.
So you mentioned Open House Ministries. They're right across the street from our office on Kaufman, and they are having that Open House fair, as you mentioned. How does PIC and NEXT get out in the community to exhibit at things of that nature? Or is there a way or a window where other nonprofits who may be listening right now could partner with you to share the cost of booth space and share the resources?
So we love sharing. We love sharing the cost. So typically we look for other agencies that will share the cost. So for example, we do golf tournaments just because it's a networking thing, and we'll share the sponsorship of a hole because a lot of times you have business owners, and those business owners turn into partnerships for our work experience, internships for our clients. To have a table at a job fair, again, if we can share the table, it's all about collaboration. What can we do together? And we can be bigger and better together.
Yeah, and then the next success team, you know, we're a smaller team, but we're mighty. We travel across three different counties, and, you know, we go to all sorts of events. So, you know, peak season comes around May usually, and everyone is having an event. We're usually at those dining table as much as possible, talking to community partners, things of that regard. And we just try to make sure the most available as possible. On our website, there's actually a section you can connect with us on a business level. So feel free to contact that, leave an email with us, and we'll do a partnership meeting, kind of explain our services a bit more, and maybe even give you a tour of the location, because we're in PIC, and this location is awesome, and we like to tour it often, so please come do it.
This location is awesome. They're on the corner of Grand and Mill Plain, and I can tell you that I am so happy our radio show, Spotlight for Justice, and KXRW, our station, is housed here at the PIC building. It used to be a school, right?
It was the International Air and Hospitality Academy.
Yeah, that was
for a really
for
long
years.
Time. Yes, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, providing a lot of trades, yep. If you will, to airlines and hotels and hospitality. They were actually one of our first contributors when we first started years ago. So those students cooked our meal for dinner and dreams. So.
Yeah. I actually like to call us the community connector on the corner.
No, I yep. like it. You're not too far from... our other partner right next door, which is Tiger Coffee, is it?
Paper Tiger, guys.
Paper Tiger. Yeah.
I knew it had Tiger in it. Paper Tiger, great place for coffee and keep it local,
yeah.
You know, support mm-hmm. local. So you have a big space here. You're filled up, but you do have other availability for... you know, for nonprofits who need space for annual meetings and things of that nature or board meetings. You have a great community room right there. That would be great. I could see Versa Events setting up mm-hmm. in there and doing a live podcast. What are the opportunities that knock at the PIC door?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, we do have a pretty large space in the back of our building. It's three conference rooms, workshop rooms. Each room probably fits about 50 to 75 people, but it opens into one big event area. So I see it as a nonprofit gathering space. So nonprofits can come in, whether they want to hold, you know, small workshops for their teams or actually an event, mm-hmm. we can do that within this building. Again, the awesome thing about this facility is bringing nonprofits together to work together, to do better together in our community.
Definitely. I think our coffee chat for our nonprofit group should meet here. I don't yeah. think we've been here, have we?
No, you have not. Oh, no. Okay. But as Michelle had stated, we welcome everybody. Come check us out. We love seeing people. We love people to see this space. A lot of people will come in and say, oh, I remember when this was the Air Academy, and now look at it now.
So, and the bus line is
yes,
right here.
Yes, it's right outside, which is convenient.
And yeah. and you're not too far from the fort.
We aren't. And parking is great. We have tons of parking.
Tons of free parking. Just saying, free parking. Close to downtown Vancouver and uptown. What else would you like our listeners to know about PIC? How they can help if you need volunteers?
Yeah, so I think... as Adam and I both stated, the biggest thing our need is always finding those community partners that will host our clients, that will take on our individuals. They're not always the easiest individuals, right? They got things that they're working through, as we all do, but take them on and teach them a skill so that we can all work together so they can reach their goals. You know, most of us in our life had people that helped us reach those goals, and a lot of these individuals do not, and that's what we're all here for, and that is the need. Sometimes teaching them a skill of just showing up on time is huge in someone's life, right? Or how do you fill out a timesheet correctly so that you can get paid on time? It's sometimes that's the skill that they need to move forward.
Yeah, you know, just simple skills that kind of help them learn and develop. And You know, the other thing is, you know, we do host those classes, so they're open to the public. So I encourage you guys all to come here. We do it every Tuesday, Wednesday at 2 o'clock, and it ranges from resume development, building, classroom setting, and then all the way down to financial. We like to call financial empowerment, not so much budgeting, because, you know, learn to spend your money, not just save it. but yeah, we try to have a fun time with it and provide some good resources to make sure that they have those solid life skills, and we have a good time.
And where can folks find out about your events and programs at Next?
Yeah, our website has an events page. You can select on there. They have the workshop there for signing up, things of that nature, as well as an application for our program. So you can apply. All of our career coaches usually contact within a week to make sure you guys get some one-on-one help.
Wonderful. And they also post on social media.
They sure do. Yeah.
Yep. Wonderful.
Facebook. Yep.
Yeah. And what about partners and careers? Any events? Anything that folks can find out more about how to get involved?
Yeah. So we have our website, and then we have a Facebook page, and then Instagram. Yeah. Okay. And I just want to add, I think the unique thing about Partners in Careers and Next is everybody that walks through our door is not a number. Yeah. We truly sit down with individuals and we get to learn their story, and we take the time to learn their story. And when we sit down with somebody, we're not giving them the plan because we haven't walked in their shoes, and we're not going to pretend like we walked in their shoes. We want to hear from them what their plan is. We may not like it at times. We may think they need to go get their GED, for example. But we also know they need to come to that conclusion on their own. Mm-hmm. And that is why we are unique, is that we truly want people to find their own success, their own way, with our guidance.
Let them be invested in
yep.
their future.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let them define what that success
yes.
is.
Yeah.
Well, thank you both for being with you, being with us. You've been listening to Spotlight for Justice here on KXRW 99.9 FM. I'm Michelle Bart, and until next time, thank you for joining us. Learn more about PIC at partnersincareers.org. Learn more about Next at nextsuccess.org. And until next time, stay safe, be kind, and we'll see you on the next one.
That's our show. Thanks for listening to Spotlight for Justice here on KXRW. We'll be back soon with more stories of how we can all advocate for a world without violence.
I'm living a dream just meant for me. Roll out the red carpet and treat me like a queen. It's my life. Something about my life. Maybe give me insight between black and white. And the best thing you ever done for me is to help me take my life less seriously. It's only life after all. Yeah. Well, darkness has a hunger that's insatiable. And lightness has a call that's hard to hear. And I wrap my fear around me like a blanket. I sail my ship of safety till I sank it. I'm crawling on your shores. I went to the doctor. I went to the mountains. I looked to the children. I drank from the fountains. There's more than to these questions pointing me in a crooked line, and the less I seek my source for some definitive, closer I am to find.